Mobs in East Timor ransacked the home of the president's family today, angry after he ordered foreign troops to raid a fugitive rebel leader's hideout. Tensions have mounted since the president instructed Australian-led troops to raid the mountain base of Renato Alfredo, a former soldier wanted on murder charges. There are growing fears that presidential elections next month could trigger even more violence. We spoke to the East Timor program officer for the UK-based Catholic aid charity CAFOD, Andrew Wardle. He recently returned from the region, and he spoke to us about the general mood on the ground.
Well, people were saying, when I was there in January and February, people were saying possibly not. It depends on the result. But also there are parliamentary elections coming up later in the year. They're scheduled for May, possibly be delayed to June or July. But people were saying that was likely to trigger another round of violence. And there's also what is going on at the moment with the Australians trying to arrest Major Renato, and that is a concern and has really kicked off the current levels of violence, particularly in Dili. So there's a number of different factors at play here, and because there's a number of different factors, it's even harder to predict what might happen.